Here's your midday brief for Thursday, October 29th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. A mixed bag of economic news out this morning. The number of Americans filing initial claims for unemployment insurance fell to 751,000 last week, the lowest level since mid-March. Still, more than 20 million Americans continue to receive unemployment benefits through regular state and emergency programs. Meanwhile, gross domestic product, the country's total economic output, grew at a record pace in the third quarter. The economy has now recovered about two-thirds of the ground it lost earlier in the pandemic, though forecasters expect fourth-quarter growth to be more modest. As a second wave of coronavirus infection sweeps across Europe, the European Central Bank sent a strong signal that it could increase its monetary stimulus in December to try to cushion the economic shock from a new series of lockdowns. Analysts fear lockdowns in France and Germany could push the region's two biggest economies into contraction in the fourth quarter. And three people were killed in a knife attack this morning at a church in the French Riviera city of Nice. Police say a man killed two people inside Notre Dame Basilica. A third victim escaped but later died from her wounds. Officials are treating the assault as an act of terrorism. A suspect was taken into custody shortly after the incident. It's the third such knife attack in France over the past month. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.